Unit 3. Students' Book. B1. Summer Camps. Activity 2B. Page 119. Summer Camps in the USA.
For millions of kids in the USA, summer means camp. There are camps for everyone. At music camps, students can learn to play different kinds of music while making new friends. There are also Christian camps, weight loss camps, art and craft camps, camps for deaf kids, and environmental camps. Every summer, Seth Freeland goes to the Sierra Mountains in California for a 3-week stay at Camp Tawanga on the Tuolumne River. It's a big campsite among the redwood trees. This is what he said about camp.
We do day hikes, swimming, baseball, frisbee, running races, boating on a lake, and other outdoor activities. There's also arts and crafts. Girls and boys sleep on opposite sides of the camp in wooden cabins. Nobody can cross to the other side after we've gone to bed. Anyone who breaks that rule will be in for big trouble and will probably miss next year's camp. It's scary when you go to the bathroom at night. You think that there'll be a black bear out there. But usually, the bears are scared of humans, so they don't come into camp. They're only interested in food. Sometimes, a camp leader takes us at night to watch the bears stealing from the trash cans. The food is good. Barbecue chicken is excellent, but the scrambled eggs resemble rubber. Before and after every meal, we have prayer. After prayers, we sing. Every year, we go on a big hike away from camp. I went on a 4-day, 3-night hike into the mountains. We carried our food, tents, and sleeping things. We learned how to look after ourselves out of doors. We had to build ourselves a shelter, put up a tent, make a fire, and cook our own food. It tasted horrible.